people that are in the state of they're married, things are not going so great. I'm not sure if we should get a divorce. Can you talk a little bit about like that limbo period, how you might get to a decision, and what kind of things you've seen with your clients? Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. This is a clip from my conversation with licensed therapist Talia Bumbala. You can find Talia at taliabumbala.com.
So I recommend if you're in the limbo phase to go to what's called discernment counseling, which is when you meet with a therapist and you make a decision of we do want to separate. This is going to be a plan for how. We don't know yet, but we are committed to at least for 6 months trying to make it work. We will do everything that you say and advise us to do, and at that point, we will make a decision to part ways or to stay together. So that would be the foundation that I recommend. We could probably do a whole nother episode on that. There's nuance that not every couple even wants to take that step, or not every couple even wants to go to regular couples counseling if it's not discernment counseling. And that actually would be like a whole other episode because there's so much that goes on behind that and so many factors. But if you are listening to this and you're in that limbo phase, share with your partner. And this is my favorite part about podcasts. Hey, I heard a podcast. I'm not going to make you listen to it. I realized and I learned that there was this thing called discernment counseling. It may help us get out of the rut that we're in or decide how best to move forward so we stop fighting with each other, expecting an answer. Would you be willing to try that with me? And then see where you can go from there. And then if you want to do, you and I want to do another episode, I'm happy to dive into that further of like, how would you navigate that rut?
Is that the same as couples therapy, or is that something
It's a
different?
type of couples therapy, but it's a very specific type of couples therapy. Other modalities of couples therapy, we don't promise that you'll stay together by any means, and that's not the goal of couples therapy. It's to teach you tools to, if you choose to stay together, have it be more effective. Discernment counseling is for couples who have had those talks. They've been in talks of separation, they've tried a trial separation, or they've arrived at it's this or nothing else. Which, if you go to regular couples counseling and you don't let us know that that's where you're at, are doing the couples counseling might actually harm you both, and it's not going to be the goal for you both. And if we're operating trying to let's give you tools to stay together, but the two of you are in this position, it's just going to add fuel to the fire, and you're going to get displacement angry at us when it's really the system. You have to be forthright. So if you can go in and be like, "Look, I'm out if this doesn't work," okay, pressure's on, but at least we know that and we can counsel you differently.
This is a clip from my conversation with licensed therapist Talia Bumbala. You can find Talia at taliabumbala.com. It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, "What the F?" If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe. Attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.